You gotta pity the Republicans. Here they are hoping for a miracle on the scale of Moses parting the Red Sea as a blue tsunami approaches this fall in the midterms. And their one possible redemption as lackeys to the Trump mashup is to park another right-wing justice on the Supreme Court. Yeah, they got the votes, they got their man, and they're scrambling headlong to get this nomination done before the elections. And yeah, it looks like a winning touchdown with only a minute on the game clock left until this woman, this Christine Blasey Ford tackler, emerges out of nowhere and stops the game. Time out. She's got a little story to tell about an attempted rape 30-odd years ago by a 17-year-old kid named Kavanaugh. It's really an incredibly credible story. Names, places, even got a second drunk attacker, and she names him too, some blackout drunk who wrote a book called, appropriately, Wasted, chronicling his sorry exploits of those drunken revelries he and the judge shared with their fellow preppies. She's taken a polygraph, and, well, she's passed. She has transcripts of her therapy sessions years ago when she's trying to work through the trauma of that night. Judge testifies he doesn't remember this attack. Says he wasn't even there. Didn't know this woman. Maybe didn't even live in the country back then. Possibly wasn't even born yet. The blackout boy, he, of course, doesn't remember anything. Now, who are you going to believe? This is the Me Too moment for the current Republicans, a chance to get it right after that Anita Hill mess where they victimized the victim in a nasty public tribunal of old white guys displaying ugly, brutal chauvinism. The trick now, of course, is to look as if they're seriously considering Ms. Ford's testimony, then announcing he said, she said, then throwing up their collective hands, what are you going to do? And then confirming a guy who more than likely did attack that woman, who is lying about it now, who has never and will never apologize for what are probably drunk actions long ago by an intoxicated kid of 17. Good luck with that, guys. I read a column this morning by a woman who argued, like one of the GOPs on the Judicial Committee, that it was possible Ms. Ford was suffering from mistaken identity. Different guy on top of her. She just got confused. Happens all the time, she said. Probably the best explanation for two different accounts, she said. Ho, ho, ha, ha. Let's see if that flies with the women watching this kangaroo court played out day after day. No, we don't want the FBI looking into this. No, we can't delay the hearings any longer. No, we need to be fair to the process. Yep, we believe Judge Kavanaugh. He did not have attempted sex with that woman. Trust me, boys, you need to let go of this tar baby. But we know, don't we? You won't. Good luck selling that to the women voters in November, pals.